Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Violent confrontation in St. Philip ended in the death of an apprenticed laborer and became the subject of an intense public discussion across Barbados. According to this article, as reported in the newspaper, at the time, violent deaths were described as extremely rare on the island, making such incidents a matter of considerable public interest. The deceased was an apprenticed laborer whose given name was not published, but belonged to Mr. Bradshaw. He had reportedly been absent from his master for some time, and a mounted policeman, Mr. Graves, was taking him back to Bradshaw. Graves, however, had not taken the precaution of securing the man properly, and though the two proceeded quietly, the man waited until they reached the area between the cane fields of Ashford and Kendall plantations, ran away, and made good his escape. Graves pursued him and eventually caught up with him. A physical struggle ensued. The laborer, who happened to be a very strong man, managed to overpower Graves, getting him onto the ground. Graves' life was then said to be in imminent danger. The laborer reportedly attempted to draw the policeman's pistol from his side. Fearing that the weapon would be used against him, Graves used the bayonet he was carrying and plunged it into the man's body. Graves left him at the scene. In a state of great agitation, he hurried to Mr. Barrow, the proprietor of Ashford Plantation. He informed Barrow that he had killed the laborer and had done so in self-defense. Barrow advised Graves to report the matter immediately to Mr. Bizant, the special magistrate. Graves did so, and a doctor was summoned. Before medical assistance arrived, the news article indicated that the wretch had breathed his last. Mr. Fleming, the coroner, held an inquest as soon as possible on the spot. As night was approaching, the body was removed to the mill at Kendall Estate, where the inquest continued. The case also revealed a disturbing allegation. The deceased had reportedly been threatening to kill his master, Mr. Bradshaw. He had also allegedly murdered his former master, Mr. Gill, some 14 years ago. Gill had reportedly been found dead in his land, his head split open, with a hole beside his body. The laborer at the time had been tried for the killing, but there was insufficient evidence to convict him. The Barbadian newspaper therefore presented the 1834 death as divine justice, indicating that this murderous wretch, who has at length been visited with the vengeance of him who declared that whosoever sheddeth one's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Investigations also revealed that during the struggle, the man had declared that either Graves or him would die on the spot. After what was described as a careful examination of the evidence, the jury returned a verdict of justifiable homicide. Reported by the Barbadian newspaper on this day, September 3rd, 1834.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.